With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. Bangor police found a man and woman deceased yesterday on G Street. Officials were called to the mobile home in Birchill Estates for a report of a domestic incident. The names of the deceased and how they died have not been released. Remains found floating in the Atlantic Ocean in 2000 near the Graminam Banks has finally been identified. After years of investigation and advancing technology, Maine's chief medical examiner was able to identify the man as Philip Kuhn, who left Las Vegas in 2000 and traveled to New York. How the 84-year-old ended up on the Maine coast remains a mystery. The man who kept us informed throughout the pandemic is now moving on and assuming a high-ranking federal post. Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Nirav Shah has been appointed Principal Deputy Director at the U.S. CDC and will be second in leadership under U.S. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky starting in March. Recreational marijuana sales nearly doubled in 2022 over the year before. The Office of Cannabis Policy reports almost $159 million in cannabis products were sold last year, compared to about $82 million in 2021. The industry is showing rapid growth after taking several years to get off the ground. The public is invited to help fill the Strand Monday in Rockland in recognition of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The Area Interfaith Outreach invites the public to donate non-perishable food items with a goal of placing a bag of food on each of the 350 seats of the Strand Theater. Find more information on the AIO Food and Energy Assistance Facebook page. And roughly 54,000 Mainers will be getting checks in the coming weeks for Maine's unclaimed property list without having to do anything to claim it. The Treasurer's Office has been able to match the property up with names and addresses through the Governor's Inflation Relief Program. Checks will start being sent out next week. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.